Welcome to Pop Culture Roulette for all your pop culture needs. We're America's podcast. All right, welcome everybody. I
Do
am.
do 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 do
No, we already had that part. I'm Nicholas. I'm joined by Justin. I'm also joined by Jeremy. I know it's been a while.
No
We
quips.
no, it's you would think with a 3 week layoff, I would have come up with something or would have done more research than I did, but. Now, why do that? Let's just fly by the seat of our pants and knock this thing out. Just get by on our natural good graces, right?
Yeah,
Indeed.
our natural talents.
Right. Well, what do we want to start with? Let's talk about, well, a story that when I wrote it down would have been a lot more interesting, but now it's a little less interesting. Pat Sajak is going to retire. He's been the host of Wheel of Fortune now for 41 years. And I was going to talk about who would we want to see take over as the host and why they should hire the three of us to do a rotating Wheel of Fortune segment.
Anything with spelling or reading, I should not be hired for.
You could be Vanna's
There you
right
go.
hand. Vanna could host that week and you could just point at letters.
Don't even have to turn them anymore, do you?
No, she just points. But in the meantime, when that happened, they have since announced that Ryan Seacrest will be taking that job.
Boo.
That's kind of what I thought, because basically it's a an open job in Hollywood. Well, Ryan Seacrest is going to get it. So,
That's
but
a very safe choice.
it is a very safe choice. It's also like, I mean, I'm not going to not watch Wheel of Fortune because he's on it, but I'm definitely not going to go out of my way to watch it. Because, like, I just don't, Ryan. I mean, I don't have feelings towards him one way or the other. Like, I just don't care.
Agreed.
Yeah. I don't know who would you like to see actually do it if you could pick.
I mean, unfortunately, he also hosts everything, but like Joel McHale. I
Oh,
think.
yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
That'd
like
be good.
I watch Crime Scene Kitchen, that show on Fox. I think it's Fox. I don't know. I watch it on Hulu, so who knows what channel it's on. I watch it because he's the host. I mean, I also like cooking shows, so that helps, but
I'm a
he's
big fan of cooking shows myself.
yeah. Joel McHale would have been a good choice. I don't know, who would you want to see take over for Wheel of Fortune?
I'll throw a really random ass name out there. Nate Burleson. Have you ever
From
seen Nate Burleson host
Good
things?
Morning Football.
Yeah.
The former wide receiver Nate Burleson?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
He
He's
does
a
a pretty
very
good job on like Good Morning Football and stuff like that.
I watched him host a slime time like Nickelodeon football broadcast, and he was like awesome. So
See,
I think he'd be perfect for a game show.
something like that maybe would have gotten me to start watching Wheel of Fortune again because that would have been out of the box thinking.
Yeah,
See,
should hire us. Just hire you.
I was staying in the box and going, safe choice again, Joel McHale. I mean, he's obviously very funny, but Nate Burleson, yeah, that could be interesting.
I don't even know if he would want to do it, but he's probably got some other stuff going on. But it doesn't matter anyways, because this is the fantasy and not going to get the job.
If we're going with former athletes, I want to throw out Shaq.
Oh, he'd be
Okay.
interesting.
He would be an interesting choice since spelling is also a problem for him.
Sure.
Oh, I was just the I can't remember his name. Geordie LaForge. Reading Rainbow.
LeVar Burton.
LeVar
Yeah.
Burton. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, since everybody was pushing for him to take over Jeopardy and that didn't happen, let's get him. That's, they should have been pushing for him to take over Wheel of Fortune. That would have
Yeah.
even, that would have been up his alley too, because he was teaching kids how to read,
Yeah.
teaching.
Realistically, how long is Seacrest going to be doing this job?
I mean,
Five, 7 years,
I don't
maybe?
know. I mean, how old is Seacrest? I mean, he is.
55, I'll say.
Oh, I don't think he's that old, is he?
You don't think so? He's been around for a long time.
That's
All
true.
right.
American Idol's pretty old.
All right, so we're.
I will go 49.
Okay.
All right, are we playing Price is Right rules? Closest without going over?
Sure.
Okay, you both lost. But if we're going just
Zero.
closest in general, Justin wins. He's 48.
Wow. Okay. All right. Sorry, Ryan. I
I
didn't
didn't think
mean
you
you
hit
up
the
so high.
big 50 yet.
I mean,
Because you know there would have been like four specials about Ryan Seacrest's 50th birthday bash, and we would have ignored it.
right, yeah. I mean, the thing is, like with Wheel of Fortune, just kind of like Jeopardy or some of the other game shows, they film like 5 or 6 episodes a day. So they knock out like an entire season's worth of episodes in like 2 weeks. Like, they just. So Ryan Seacrest
Terry Crews.
also would have been a better choice.
He hosts everything else.
I mean, Seacrest has got, however many jobs, but he only has to work like 2 or 3 weeks on Wheel of Fortune. He's only got one or 2 days worth of work on his rockin' New Year's Eve,
No.
I don't know if he still does his radio thing, but
Now I'm just thinking of other actors that I'd like to see host it.
All
Neil
right, who
Patrick
else?
Harris.
Oh,
Good,
much,
good.
much better. So, see, they messed up. They really should have hired the three of us to come up with who they should have had.
Yeah,
I don't know.
we could have threw a bunch of names at the wall.
I think Neil Patrick Harris does host a game show though right now, doesn't he?
I don't know. Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg.
He had a game show for a little while. I don't know. It was on TBS.
Snoop Dogg's hosting and Martha's turning letters.
Yeah. Oh, what's his name? Joey Fatone. I mean, granted, he'd have to give up the game show he's currently doing, but
Yeah.
he has one of those game show network games
Yeah, I
that.
see the advertisings for it all the time.
Yeah, I don't really have Game Show Network, but every time I went to visit my parents before they moved here, they still had cable, and so we would just watch Game Show Network like 24/7.
It's on in the break room all the time at work because we watch Baggage with Jerry Springer.
I remember that show.
Yes.
That's a crazy show.
Yeah, that was one of those shows. It's like, how did this make it to the air?
Yeah.
But
How much of this is staged?
yeah, and you couldn't have gotten a better host for it than Jerry Springer.
Right. No one's gonna take him seriously anyways.
Did we have we when he passed away, were we doing episodes, or was that in the middle of us doing the Who Played It Best series?
I think it.
It's hard to keep track for me.
Oh, okay. Well, you are our resident death expert.
Yeah, you just
Or
keep track.
you keep track of.
I've fallen.
I think it was probably during that because I don't remember us talking about it.
No, I don't either. That's a. I know it's been relatively recently. I didn't realize he was actually born in London. Or
Yeah,
some.
that's interesting. It's
Like,
weird.
I don't know how long he actually lived there, but I didn't realize that he was born in England. Mainly because I was just like, I remember him being the mayor of Cincinnati when the massive scandal broke out. Like, he was paying for hookers with checks. I think government checks, I think, was what he got caught with.
So
And then
personal checks are fine, government checks are.
I'm not sure that either one of them is good. I'm quite surprised that
Cash
he,
App.
I'm kind of surprised he found hookers that took checks. Getting to
It was
figure that,
probably the 80s.
yeah, well, I mean, it definitely was the 80s when that happened. But then and then he became Jerry Springer, like the TV host.
Yeah.
And then, but so like at no, but he doesn't like when he did his like parting thoughts, like it wasn't like you're like, oh, that guy's British. Like
Right.
he very much had an American accent. So when he died, they're like, he was born in England. You're like, wait, what? True.
Yeah, for sure. It's very strange. I didn't know that either, actually, until I read the obituary. But I remember watching that. I mean, that was definitely one of the stay-at-home sick shows for everybody.
Yeah,
That,
that and MASH, which
yeah.
we've talked about and I've rewatched, and I couldn't do it.
Oh,
I didn't make it many episodes in.
I remember Jerry Springer was at the height of his popularity when I was in college. So like we would watch it to make fun of the episodes, but that was when Blockbuster, or probably not Blockbuster because they didn't really rent stuff like that, but the other video stores would rent like the Too Outrageous for TV Jerry Springer T. So you could go rent or buy like the Jerry Springer Clip Show DVDs or VHS.
VHS is at the time.
Well, when I was in college, there was the switch. There began the switch over. So, because I remember a bunch of us bought DVD players for The Matrix. And, but yeah, mainly I guess it was probably VHS for most of my college years. But yeah, so we would rent like the Too Outrageous for TV Jerry Springer stuff. And like most of it was just lame. But yeah, that was also when the only way to watch UFC was to rent the UFC fights on VHS, like not on pay-per-view, not on ESPN. Like you would just have to wait for the new tape to come out, hit Blockbuster, and then you'd be like, oh, UFC.
Were
And
you into it early on?
I don't know if I was really into it. I had some friends that were really into it, and it was just fun to watch it with them. Because
Okay.
they were also hardcore into like the, well, that was when the WCW and the WWF were two separate companies.
When they're there, was that during the Monday Night Wars?
Yes. Yeah, because I had one friend who was like, I can't, and I don't even ask me because I don't know. I know he was a big fan of one but hated the other, so we were always trying to change the channel to the other just to mess with him. But
Gotcha.
that was the Attitude Era. So like we had to make sure. So whichever one had Goldberg and The Rock.
Are two separate ones.
Okay, then I don't remember. WW, I'm guessing it was WW now E at the time. It was F because I think it was Hollywood Hulk Hogan. It was the NWO. And
They were WCW.
okay, so it was WCW was the one that
Yeah.
he was a bigger fan of.
That's where the big show was at the time. Goldberg, Bret Hart,
Yeah.
the Outsiders.
I thought The Rock was in on that one.
No,
Or was he?
he's always WWF. The
Oh,
Rock,
okay.
Stone Cold.
I don't know. Those two companies have been the same company now for so long, it's hard to keep what was straight.
Oh, I mean, I could tell you.
Well, one day we'll do a wrestling podcast and we'll let you run it.
All right, so we got wrestling turtles.
That'd be entertaining.
Speaking of turtles, I rewatched the 1990 and 1991 Turtles, just the original one, and then Secret of the Ooze not too
Yeah.
long because they put them all up on Tubi.
All right.
The first one holds up, like it's actually still pretty good. The second one is awful, like it falls apart. I
The
mean,
second was great.
the second one's still better than the third one. Like that series just like plummeted. Like it was just like started off really good, then kind of took this massive step down, and then took a really big step down, and then went away for a long time.
The
And I get
second one's though, when he has what, the cold cut combat, when he's fighting him with the sausages, how does that
yeah,
not hold up?
it doesn't. It has
Cold cut combat.
You must just be too mature.
No, like I said, I mean it's like it took any of the slightly adult overtones of the first movie I felt like it did a much better job of kind of flirting with staying true to the comic books but also staying true to the cartoon series and kind of melding both of them and being, pretty good. Just threw it all out the window for the second one and just went straight kid.
It did, but it's still good. The first
Yeah.
one's got that darker feel to it, and the second one's the more comedy style.
I don't know, but they're starting to run more TV ads for that new Turtles one that they got. It was Domino's or Pizza Hut or whatever pizza they're teamed up with. And Jess saw the commercial and she's like, "That is that how the new movie's gonna look?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, yeah, that's how." And she's like, "And that's how they're gonna sound as well." Yeah, she's like, "I'm out."
Those pizzas are sold at Walmart. There's Cowabunga brand pizza.
Oh.
Oh.
They're like
Well,
$8 for a pizza, for a frozen pizza.
speaking of pizza, I was at Pick and Save not too long ago, buying some frozen pizza for dinner. And there is Chuck E. Cheese brand frozen pizza.
Oh, wow. Interesting. That'd
And
be a interesting.
all I could think was, first off, nostalgia tells me to buy one because, like, it, you know, there's just a level of nostalgia that I have with Chuck E. Cheese. But two, I didn't go to Chuck E. Cheese for the pizza. Like the pizza was secondary.
Right.
Like first, to wrap it all in was to play Turtles or X-Men or
Ski ball.
Simpsons, Skee-Ball, those games. That it was not to the pizza was never like Chuck E. Cheese pizza wasn't good.
Right. Yeah. Right. It was a means to an end. It's
Right,
because
yeah.
you had to eat something. Right.
Right. I mean, granted, I don't know how old you guys were when you were going, or what Pizza Hut, Mount Pizza, what Chuck E. Cheese looked like when you went. But when I was a kid, I mean, you could have basically, well, I mean, we still got school lunch pizza and we thought that was great. I know that, I mean, that was just awful. I mean, like a cracker with some, really bad pizza sauce and some cheese barely melted, But when you're 8 to 10, like, you're not exactly, a pizza connoisseur. You're just like, bagel pizza? Give me.
Yeah. Oh
Yeah.
God, I don't know. I was probably like, I remember going to like kindergarten and first grade, and I remember like the tubes and everything they had were massive. And now all that stuff's gone.
Yeah, you'd
There
go
are
over
no
to.
tubes. There aren't. It's kind of set up like a kid's Dave and Buster's now.
Really?
Yeah, where you get like the wristband,
I
and
mean,
you can get it like loaded for so long for unlimited play.
that's
And
sad.
yeah, you don't even
Yeah,
get the tokens anymore. It's all digital.
I remember it just being like really magical. Like you said, it felt huge. It was like a city going in those tubes as a kid. And then I don't know, you get to watch the creepy animatronic band
Okay, I was about
play.
to ask, dude, when you guys went, did they still have the animatronics?
They did.
Yeah. The Chuck E. Cheese I remember going to in Memphis, the one I went to probably the most, because by the time I moved to Atlanta, I was in high school, so I probably didn't go to Chuck E. Cheese. There was the two rooms. There was just the TV room that had the giant TV on the wall for the parents to go sit in and watch whatever. And then they had the bigger room with the table set up so you could watch the animatronic show. It would start over, every so often. And yeah, that was.
No.
Yeah, that's
No.
kind of how I recall it too.
Yeah, I remember the animatronics. Now they're gone. I know they have one of those big floor monitors you can like walk on to play the games. And they do have someone come out in a Chuck E. Cheese costume every so often and like sing a song with the kids or something.
Don't they just have like a video board showing the characters like singing?
Yeah, most of the time, but they do have one person that comes out in a Chuck E. Cheese costume as well. All the other characters don't come out.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Well,
How
if you
dare you? When think about all those other characters,
one
the and
and the
the
other.
and the and then the
There
um
was well, there was like a I think there was a bird.
there's like an
Yeah.
ostrich, I think there's a knight, a gorilla.
No, I'm
Oh, and
thinking.
these are Willy's Wonderland, my
You're thinking of Willy's
bad.
Wonderland. I do remember there being some kind of monkey that played the drums, right?
Yeah, that sounds right.
I'll see if I'm gonna try to find them quick.
Did you
Well,
see the trailer for Five Nights at Freddy?
No, I didn't see it yet. I didn't watch
First,
it.
the first thing I saw, I thought I saw the trailer for it because I don't even remember what movie I went and saw. Maybe Fast X, I can't remember. But I was like, this just looks like a Willy's Wonderland ripoff, which I know most people are like, no, Willy's Wonderland was a Five Nights at Freddy's ripoff. But I tell you, I love Willy's Wonderland. That movie is fucking awesome.
All right,
It is.
you got Chuck E. Cheese, Mr. Munch, Helen Henny, Pasquale, Billy Bob Rocktail, Jasper T. Jowls, and Harry the Hermit.
Are there photos? I mean, I can guess based on some of the names, but
Is that
okay, yeah. I recognize that crew.
okay, so none of them were a monkey. Got it. So
We
we were wrong on there being a monkey.
were definitely not wrong on that, yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Munch is the only one that kind of closely resembles it, but he looks like a dinosaur.
Well, if you really want to get nostalgic, you could buy that pizza and then you can hire a bunch of furries to play instruments while you're eating it and maybe
Right.
play like an arcade game at the same time.
I did a random episode of a podcast called Totally Rad Christmas a while back, and he did a whole episode on apparently there was a Chuck E. Cheese Christmas special back in the 80s. Yeah, I
Right.
don't remember it either. I'm gonna go ahead and assume that neither of you do as well, but it just that you showing me the picture and going through the names reminded me of that. During COVID, Chuck E. Cheese renamed its pizza Pasquale's and sold it on like DoorDash and Grubhub as Pasquale's Pizza instead of Chuck E. Cheese Pizza. And people were like, oh, this brand of,
Gotcha. This new pizza.
oh, look at this new pizza company.
Nice.
Yep, people caught on. Apparently, it must have done well enough that people were like, I want this Chuck E. Cheese pizza at home.
Yeah, we don't have that at the Walmart. We had Little Yachty's pizza for a while.
Rapper?
Yeah.
What the hell?
He had his own pizza there for a little while.
He was on a box of Reese's Puffs too last summer. What's with this dude? It's a bunch of weird food tie-ins.
I think wasn't he in a Sprite commercial a couple years ago?
I don't know.
He must love
I couldn't
snacks.
pick him out of the lineup.
I think I could simply because he's got really stupid hair, if memory serves.
Let's go to the old Google machine.
But I like you could play a Little Yachty song for me, and if you didn't tell me this was Little Yachty, you just played the song and said, "Now tell me who played it." I probably wouldn't be able to tell you.
No,
He
exactly.
does have stupid hair.
It's
I
the one with stupid hair.
mean, sure, I'm based on what I'm seeing of today's rappers, it doesn't really narrow it down.
It looks like a bunch of beads. It looks like the kind of beaded curtain that you would go into, like a 70s porn shop.
Is he the one that glued the gem to his forehead?
I think that might have been a different guy. This it
Oh,
doesn't look
okay.
like he's got a jab unless he took it out for this photo. I don't know.
Okay. I mean, I enjoy watching Dave. I know we've talked about it. Because you're caught up on Dave, right?
Oh yeah. I
Yeah.
finished Dave. Yeah.
And Justin, you still haven't watched it?
I'm on like season one, episode five.
Okay. There's a few rappers that I'm aware of now because they were on Dave. I mean, I still couldn't. I saw one of them. Like, I heard the name and I was like, I know that name. Why do I know that name? Oh, he was on an episode of Dave. I still couldn't name a song that he ever did,
Yeah.
but yeah, that my age shows when like I watch Dave, I really enjoy it, but most of the references are when they talk about like modern music, I'm like, I've heard of this, or I've mo most of the time I'm like, I've never heard of this. Like that second season, like his whole friendship with that Benny Blanco guy, I didn't know that was a real person until like halfway through the season, who I was like, who is this Benny Blanco actor? Like he's pretty interesting. Oh wait, he's an actual producer? Oh. Okay.
I didn't really know who he was either when I watched that.
Yeah, I haven't got that far.
Well,
That was
and
a
then
weird episode.
well, that's you know, that's what almost lost me during season two. But like that's how I feel when I look through the list of like Summerfest. I'm like, okay, I know the headliners, but like after you get through like the first, maybe second and third line, like you get into just like the smaller pitchers. No, I don't know who any of these people are. And like me and the guy I work with, Nick, are going through it, and he's like, oh, I can't believe DJ so and so is gonna be there. So and I'm like, I feel you make me feel old because I don't know who any of these people are, and you're getting super excited about like, you know, 60% of them.
I haven't even looked through the list, so I wouldn't even know who any of the people are that are going to be there.
Well, I think Summerfest like's half over by now, so
That's how much
half.
I actually care.
Well, and that also makes me feel old when I look at like Wisconsin State Fair and I'm like, yeah, Foreigner's gonna be there.
I feel that way with like the Walworth County Fair.
Like,
Like, all
oh.
right, I wouldn't mind seeing them.
Okay, that's it. Oh, so all the bands I want to see have switched over there. They're not cool enough to be over there anymore. Okay, all right. Oh, that's where I'm at. All right. Man, I had such good progressions for a couple of these, and now I'm well, we missed the good one when we could have talked about Treat Williams passing away.
Well,
He's. Do either of you even know who Treat Williams is?
I've heard of him.
Yeah.
Okay. He's one of those, like, he's just been in everything kind of movies guy. Like, he was. I had a roommate in college that was obsessed with Treat Williams, so I think I've probably kept a closer idea. But if you go to his IMDb, it's like 7,000 credits long because he's done like one episode of like every TV show.
Holy
And yeah,
crap.
it's ridiculously long. I mean, it's probably not actually 7,000, but you know. But yeah. All right, AGT. I
AGT.
yeah, are we anybody other than me trying to keep up with it this year?
Just you. Is it
Okay, all right.
back? I would. I will. I
Okay, they're up
didn't
to
know it
like
was back.
week 5 already.
Oh, God. yeah, I will, but I haven't watched any of it yet.
Yeah, I don't know. I know we gave up the every episode recap that we were doing last year. So I was like, yeah, let's not try to get this year.
Well, you know what sucks is they just the format of the show is different now, and I don't know, it's missing something, I feel.
Those judge cuts are really bad the way they do them now, where basically, like, you know, every episode has a golden buzzer. And then basically the judge cuts turns every act into a golden buzzer. Because nobody has to perform again. Nobody has to do anything. It's just like, well, you didn't get the golden buzzer at the time, so you didn't get the confetti and the, you know, you didn't get to hug Heidi Klum. You got the golden buzzer by, you know, the four judges sitting at Simon's house going, yeah, that one. But are you guys, you know who Steel Panther is? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they were a contestant on the first episode.
Really?
I was like, I almost gave up on it like first episode of this season because I was like, if this is how we're gonna do it, like, and they were, and it was so bad because I'm like, Steel Panther plays literal stadiums, like they tour like massively, like they are a huge band, and they're trying to play it off like they're this little unknown band that's been struggling, and like they even lied about like what year they started. Like they're like, oh, we've been rocking since like 1987. It's like, no, you haven't. Like you've only been doing it since like 2000, 2001. Like,
Yeah, early 2000s.
and just and the producers are clearly, and like Simon wasn't like, hey, I've heard of you guys, or Howie wasn't like, I know you guys. But like I was looking through their like set, their not their set list, but like their track listings on some of their CDs. There's a good 80 to 90% of the just the song titles that they can't use.
Yeah, they're
Yeah.
dirty.
They're very dirty.
It started in 2000.
Yeah. And like, yeah, they were like, the lead singer was wearing a shirt that was like rocking since 1987 or something like that. Like, yeah, we've
Maybe
been
that's when
in,
he was born.
I don't know. I just, it really kind of turned me off, because I'm like, this is, because that was the whole thing with like the Sklar Brothers a couple years ago. Like, I love the Sklar Brothers. They're hilarious, but they're really well established. Like, yeah, or what was the guy from Police Academy? Same thing, right? Like, I mean, what would stop Metallica from going on, you know? I mean, because basically you set it up where, like, if Christina Aguilera is like, you know what, I'm going to go on America's Got Talent and just destroy. Like,
Yeah, it's I hope it's just like, I don't
yeah,
know,
they
a
got four
joke.
yes, they got four yeses, but I'm hoping that's one of those that, like,
You don't just see again, they're just gone.
yeah, they're just like, yeah, we maybe made a mistake with that but yeah. So I mean, there's been some pretty good acts so far. The season hasn't been terrible, but you know, like, it's just, you know, we'll see. You know, I know the judge cuts will annoy me, because they don't do it. I wish they'd go back to doing it the way they used to do it.
That season when the guy was getting kicked in the nuts, that was like the golden era of AGT and Big Barry. All those other people that
Oh,
were
do you remember
annoying.
the little people that Howie kept bringing back to piss Piers Morgan off?
Oh yeah, I remember them.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, they brought out a couple acts. Like, they brought one guy out, and he set up like 100 coconuts or whatever, and like the Guinness Book of World Record guy came out and was like, this guy's gonna try to set the world record for how many coconuts he can break one hand. And the record was like 86 in a minute, and like, he barely did like 20. Like, it was
Oh,
so
that's
fucked.
coconuts are hard.
Eighty-six in a minute.
Yeah, it was bad. And then the setup was bad, and it was just like, why are you wasting our time with this? Like,
Logistically still thinking about that. Sorry. I mean, that's cr I want to see that done for real.
I don't know. Like, it's just,
We'll pull up a video after the episode.
yeah. All right. Let's talk about etiquette at concerts and why the fuck it's got out of hand and what's going on.
It's the youths.
It the youths.
The youths. Street youths.
A man threw a phone at. First off, you might have to tell me who Bebe Rexha is.
No idea. Some
Okay.
dinosaur.
Some sort of singer. She.
Dinosaur.
Wait, are you calling me a dinosaur?
No, that's what JJ said. That's what Jeremy said it was.
Oh.
Baby Raxa. She's
Baby. Okay. All right.
dinosaur.
Yeah. No. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Wait. Whew. Way to let that joke go right over my head. Okay. All right. Take two. Does anybody know? All right. Anyway. So Baby Rexha is some sort of pop singer. I guess she's pretty popular with the youths.
Utes.
A man threw a cell phone at her head while she was in the middle of a concert.
All right.
He reportedly did it because he thought it would be funny.
I've laughed.
Sounds hilarious.
Well, his multiple felony charges are not laughing. I mean, we are now laughing at him. Not necessarily because
Yeah.
he threw a phone and almost blinded Baby Rexha.
That's awful. Oh.
He's not laughing.
He's not laughing anymore, that's for sure. But then, like, a week later, like, somebody threw their mom's ashes up on the stage of Pink.
What the hell? That's
And
ridiculous.
then, like, last week, somebody threw a bracelet or a necklace at Casey Bellarini and, like, hit her in the eye. Like, she's got, like, a, she had to, like, well, I don't know if it was, I don't know if she had to get the bandage, or maybe it was Baby Rexha that did. But, and then, like, a week after they threw the ashes on the stage for Pink, somebody threw a wheel of cheese at her.
I saw that.
Like, what the hell, man? Like, you spent, I mean, I didn't go to Dave Matthews at Summerfest this year because, like, the cheap seats were like $160.
I would throw a wheel of cheese at that guy.
You hush your sacrilege tone down there, boy.
A couple of them.
Well, I get maybe not the lawn seeds, but like the actual seeds, like in the pavilion side. Like, I think my friend Nick only spent like, I think he spent like $160 for like one ticket. And
Jeez.
yeah, and it's like,
Yikes.
so you're gonna spend that kind of money because you can't obviously be on the lawn and throw a wheel of cheese at
Unless you have
Pink.
a cannon for an arm.
Well, yeah, I guess unless you're Clayton Kershaw, but
I mean, it could be a baby bell wheel of cheese.
that is true.
Could probably get some distance on that.
But I mean, I get unless you're the kid from Rookie of the Year, I still think you're gonna have a hard time getting a wheel of cheese from the lawn at Alpine to the stage.
There's only one way to find out. Jeremy,
All
give
right.
us permission to record.
Just
Have your
see.
people get in contact with their people so we can see if we can throw wheels of cheese
Okay.
from the lawn.
I'll call Alpine.
All right. Well, and I don't know if we want to have anybody singing other, like, just we'll hire like
BBXA. One more time. We need you to take
that'd be fun.
it.
We're not necessarily going to have anybody in the crowd, so
Yeah.
man. Who's that one Wisconsin band? I like they some that country band that's like everywhere. They play every.
Oh, Bella Kane.
Yeah, Bella Kane. We'll see if we can't get Bella Kane to go stand on stage, and we'll see if we can't get wheels of cheese at him. Well,
I was just gonna say one of Jeremy's buddies up there. We could have like Mitch or Collins stand in and we can just try to hit him with cheese.
cheese at him.
That might be more fun, actually.
I
Stop moving, Colin.
gave him those recorders from like first grade band or a rock band set.
So I mean, I have no, and nor would I ever care. I have no idea how much Pink tickets are. But I mean, if Dave is charging you like 200 something to sit up front, I'm guessing that Pink is in the same ballpark, if not more. So you spent that much money to get up close to throw a wheel at. First off, how did you even get a wheel of cheese
Yeah,
past
that'd be my
security?
question. How did you? This is my snack. I bought this at the concession stand.
I
Throw
mean,
it how I threw it over the fence.
a bracelet, sure, like you can wear it in there, cell phone you got in your pocket. Your mom's ashes, that one seems a little harder, but
Was supposed to be the end result of the ashes on the stage?
I think the lady just like I guess her and her mom had a like a bond over like listening to Pink, and she wanted to be like a final like goodbye to her mom. But like I feel like that one more than anything else is the most questionable one. Like obviously the ones that are causing physical harm, like the cell phone and the bracelet, but like throwing ashes on the stage could almost be considered a biohazard.
Yeah, that's what.
All the
Yeah.
people breathing in her mom.
Well, I
Got a lung full of your mom, man.
from what I understand, it was in a bag and the bag didn't break, but still,
But
what?
that's.
That probably was just a balloon of coke then.
But yeah, you're right. I mean, what is your end goal there? Like, do you want Pink to take care of your mom? Like, are you just looking to get
Sign
Pink
it
to
and
sign
throw it back.
your
And your
cherished
son,
memories doesn't need to involve her.
right? Like, hey, mom, sign Pink, or hey, Pink, sign my mom and
sign
give
my
her back.
mom's ashes.
Here's a bag full of her ashes. Would you please sign it?
Yeah.
All right. We finally get this part. We get the Smashland Podcast Network going. We start doing a tour, and we're doing after show events where we're sitting at the booth signing merch. Somebody walks up with a bag of, ashes. Do you sign it, or are you like,
No.
whoa,
Get that out
whoa, get that off of here?
here.
Well, in one way, it's kind of beautiful. Like, I could see it. Like, if someone did that for me, like, if my best friend, God forbid I died before my best friend, and he did that, like, he took me to, like, my favorite artists ever. It's like, he got it signed, and I could look down, hopefully down, not up, and see that happening. I'd be like, that's awesome, man. But while I'm sitting there and the psycho is in front of me is holding that bag, I'm like, security.
I'd be okay if someone was throwing wheels of cheese though.
Yeah, and I'm not real picky about cheese. Like, I'm not necessarily a fan of like Kraft singles, but like, you know, like if it's a wheel, I assume it's, you know, better quality.
Yeah, unless they made a Wheel of Kraft singles somehow, they just unwrapped them all and molded them together.
They made their own wheel.
Yeah, then I might be like, yeah, but if someone wants to throw a wheel of cheese,
That'd be nice. All
yeah.
right. But let's take a step back. Did you just say you plan on taking us all out with you? Is that
That
the
is not what he said.
because you just said you didn't want to go before your friend, because that sure sounded like you were.
Oh, well, you know, I'm just selfish like that. I want to be kind of the last one standing. That's kind of how
Oh,
I
okay.
picture it.
So you're going to make sure that we all go first, or
I mean, I'm not trying to do anything. I'm letting nature take its course, but I'm just, in my head, that's just how I see it play
he's just
out.
putting that thought into the universe.
Yeah, it's just intentions.
No, okay. All right.
I'm
Well,
Just the guy
yeah.
who exercises every day compared to the
That
guys
is true. I mean,
nothing personal.
I did have cheeseburgers for dinner tonight, but they were homemade.
Well, there you go.
I may have gotten a four piece and a double cheeseburger and combined them.
I ate some shit today.
I cooked them in the frying pan and I removed the grease. So, you know.
Yeah.
And I didn't fill them up. I could just put ketchup, a mustard, and some cheese on there, a little onion. Didn't fill it up with a
Craft singles.
no pepper jack. Can't be using that Kraft single crap.
Come on now.
Can't all be zingers.
I got a slice of pizza and two breadsticks from Quick Trip. And I said, "What am I doing with my life, Quick Trip lady?" She said, "Move it along now."
Yeah. Double cheeseburger, no onions, and a four-piece nugget. Come on.
Did she say, "See you again real soon," or whatever, whatever,
I hate that. Stop. Like, what
whatever.
do you, the fuck do you just say to
No,
the after that? No, you,
you
you
won't.
too. You too. Sooner than you think.
Yes.
I'll see you sooner than you'll see me.
Not if I see you first.
Do you ever go into Quick Trip when Sample Lady is there?
No,
Oh.
never been there for sample lady.
It's always some little old lady. It's never just the random Quick Trip employee. I don't know if they bring in like the special random old lady just to hand out samples at the Quick Trip, and she just goes around to the different Quick Trips, but the
They
one the
bus her from the manor.
The
Whoever
new,
wins bingo that week.
it's not a new Quick Trip, but it's the one they completely gutted and renovated, and like made like triple the size in Burlington, right there, the one next to Culver's.
Okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Like it used to be to kind of a tinier Quick Trip, but they knocked out the back wall and like expanded it. I mean, and I'm sure all of our non-Wisconsin listeners are just riveted by Quick Trip talk.
They should be.
They don't know what they're missing.
No, they really don't. It is probably the best gas station ever. And you know, you say like you're like, oh, you know, people are like, why would you want to get pizza from Quick Trip? Because it's good.
Yeah, it is.
Like the fried chicken at Quick Trip, quite like on par with KFC.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Yeah. It's amazing. I mean, it's what a place.
I mean, I know people who think the burgers at Quick Trip are better than McDonald's. I'm not sure I'm quite there, but they're at least like, it's not like you're getting like, you know, Crystal or what's the other one? The White Castle.
Yeah. I've never had White Castle. Yeah. The breakfast sandwiches at Quick Trip are really good too. Those are like right on par with like McDonald's.
That waffle sandwich.
The
Yes.
waffle and the croissant one are good
I would
too.
agree.
Just let's
So
top five favorite Quick Trip items.
start sponsoring us, Quick Trip.
Well,
That would be
we'll
amazing.
yeah, we'll do a Quick Trip bracket.
Oh yeah.
Cinnamon rolls are where it's at.
But I don't know how we got it there, but
That's when you know the podcast is going good. It derails quick.
it does. Well, I got one last little news item here. All right, which requires me to pull up another page.
The concerts you guys have been to, have you ever seen things getting thrown either in the crowd or off the stage?
I have seen people on stage throw stuff at the crowd, like
Okay.
water bottles,
Yeah, that's a common one.
picks. I all one of the best concerts I ever went to, hands down, bar none. G Love and Special Sauce opened up for Blues Traveler,
Your age is
which
showing.
dinosaur. This time, I really did mean.
So anyway, do you, I'm guessing, do either of you even know who Blues Traveler is?
I know Blues Traveler, yeah.
Okay. All right. So at the end of the show, because John Popper, the lead singer of Blues Traveler, comes out with like a suitcase, and he's got like a suitcase full of just different harmonicas, which, first off, I didn't even know they made more than one harmonica. Like, I just figured all harmonicas are the same, but they are not. He
So
has
they
like,
sh everyone shares one harmonica.
no, like, I just figured there was only like one style of harmonica. Like, I know, like, there's acoustic guitar, electric guitar,
And the other guitar.
there's different types of acoustics, there's different kinds of electrics, there's ukuleles, there's mandolins, there's various different, but I figured like harmonica, there was just like different brands, but all essentially the same. But the man had to have had a like 30 different harmonicas, and he picked different song, different harmonica. And at the end of the show, I think he must have a special section for just the ones he doesn't, like the cheap harmonicas, like the ones that he can pick up. And like he threw it out into the crowd, and I was like one person over from being able to catch it. I was so close.
Man, that's crazy.
But that show, he would, that man, Blues Traveler put on a show.
That's
Or
cool.
they did back in the late 90s, early 2000s. I don't know what they're doing nowadays, but
I know when I was at the rave, I think it was a Korn concert, people were throwing shoes across the ballroom just from one side to the other. People were just getting hit with shoes and
but they weren't throwing them at Jonathan Davis or the other
nope,
guys. No.
the other guys, they were just lobbing them at each other. Jonathan Davis would throw like water bottles and stuff into the crowd.
I've seen weird stuff get thrown on stage at mindless self-indulgent concerts. Like, unmentionables.
Underwear?
Yeah.
Okay.
We had to clean it up because it was a family show.
Oh, right, because we haven't
Yeah.
said fuck he seven times already.
I don't think we actually have.
I've said it at least once.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. Nothing. I don't think I've ever seen any artists get like hit or anything.
No, I mean, like, I
Oh.
think I've seen like people come up front and like put like pictures down or like paintings or something that they want them to sign or just see. I mean, I've seen the underwear, the pant,
The
the
beach
pant,
ball.
the yeah. I've seen the panties getting thrown up there.
Yeah.
But now people, I mean, panties ain't gonna hurt nobody,
Might.
I
Some might.
mean, but why would you like
Jesus Christ. Sorry, hold on. Oh, it's gone, it's gone, it's gone.
why would you risk injuring your favorite, like, I mean, one has to assume that the guy was a fan of Baby Rexha and went and saw her
That
and was
name.
like, hey, I'm a fan of this artist. You know what I
Baby
should do?
Rexha.
Take my phone and chunk it at her head. Like, first off, you're kind of just giving the cops exactly who did it, because they're just going to be able to open that up and be like, okay, looking for Tim Scott. Got it. All right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, at least the bracelet one, unless you monogrammed it with your full name, like, nobody's gonna know who threw that bracelet at Kelsey Ballerini.
One of those life alert bracelets.
Ones with an RFID tag in it.
Yeah. Tells you what you're
Yeah.
allergic to.
And I think it was supposed to be like a friendship bracelet. And I'm like, I'm gonna go ahead and assume that, first off, she's never gonna be your friend.
Not no more.
Secondly, now she's definitely not going to be your friend because you hit her in the eye with a friggin' bracelet.
Yeah,
Yeah.
for sure. People are just nuts.
I mean, it was a long time ago now, but I think Billy Joe, Green Day, got hit with a shoe and like he like quit the concert like halfway through. Like, he was just
Oh.
like, I'm done. Like, you're gonna throw. I would say Oasis did it, but I'm pretty sure Oasis just hit each other with shoes and fists.
No.
Those brothers, they were vicious against each other. We should do a music episode one of these days. I was thinking about that. Like, we've never really covered music.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I would love that. I like
Yeah,
music.
I said we have briefly, but nothing too thorough.
No. Okay, anyway, where I was going with that before we went back to that topic was,
I went to that so you'd have time to look up what you were looking up without
oh,
dead air.
I had already looked it up,
You're
so
welcome.
I it was the one bit of research I did. All right, so we are now in day whatever of the writer's strike, which started back in early May. It's now July. So, we're like 2 months into this writer's strike. Do either of you remember the 07 writer's strike?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a second. We'll hold, but we have some more important news to cover first. So far, the biggest casualties of the writer's strike have been the schedule. So we are now sitting at Captain America, which has now been titled Brave New World. It's no longer New World Order. Has now been pushed from May 3rd of 2024 to August of 2024.
There goes
Thunder.
our birthday comic book movie.
We'll still get one. It's just not going to be Captain America. Thunderbolts is moving from December to February. Fantastic Four is moving to May. So 2025, we're getting Fantastic Four for our birthday.
All right.
Kang Dynasty has moved
Something to
to
live for.
Kang Dynasty's move to 2025 and 2026. Secret Wars. Here's the fun one. Avatar 3 is now not coming out until December 2025.
Yucks.
Avatar 4 will not be coming out until 2029.
So I got some time to watch those movies.
Avatar 5 is now on the books for December 19th, 2031.
Get the hell out of here. How old is James Cameron gonna be?
I don't know. Like, it's just. All right. Have either of you even watched the second one yet?
I've seen the second one and most of the
Oh,
first.
he's not that old. He's only
Have
67, 68. What's that? I'm sorry.
you watched Avatars 2 yet?
No.
Like, I didn't go see it in the theaters. And, like, it hit HBO, and I was like, I kind of, yeah, whatever. Or I think it's even on Disney Plus. Like, I just
I
kind of.
watched it on Disney Plus.
Is it any good?
It's like the first one.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how else to describe it. Instead of being tree people, they go live with water people, and the humans go there and mess stuff up.
But, so far the writer's strike hasn't canceled anything yet, like the last writer's strike has. So we're not, because we're also. Like, most everything was pretty much done with production or completely written to be finished out. So, like, no, we didn't get any shows canceled like we did last time around. Some, like, Blade and Thunderbolts got paused, but they're still working on them. Like, they just didn't, weren't written well enough to, or far enough along to finish filming them. Because, like, I think they were already almost done filming Brave New World before they. So they were just like, "Oh, we've already got this thing scripted. We'll just keep fire, keep filming." I think Deadpool 3 might suffer because of the writer's strike because they're actively filming it, but because of the writer's strike, Ryan Williams,
Ryan Williams, Robin, what?
I was thinking of the person who does the most ad-libbing in Robin Williams and combining it with Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds is not going to be allowed to ad-lib. He's gonna have to deliver the script exactly the way it was written before the writer's strike happened. So I'm guessing that, the writers probably knew that going in, so like they gave him a lot more leeway and they know his voice, so like hopefully we don't suffer too much, but
Couldn't they just credit him as like a
Well, that's the
writer
problem
later?
is that they if he does any sort of rewrite, then like it violates some sort of union rules because it's technically writing during the writer's strike, and
I
it gets into
gotcha.
a mess. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of looking the other way and like, no, that's how the script was written, and a lot of backdating of scripts to be like, nope, that's how it was written before the writer's strike happened. Now,
Probably just gaps in the script that say insert line here.
yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, that's the problem.
The action is just, and then Deadpool improvs for 5 minutes.
Yes. Well, that's what the script was for the first two. Now it's going to be like, well, we have to write it out.
That's what he says during the filming.
Mm.
Deadpool improvs here.
So, in the 07 writer's strike, that was when Conan got super experimental because he didn't he you know Conan was like, I can't shut down because I don't want my staff to lose their job because they only get paid if I'm working, but I can't write anything. So he would play games to like see how long he could spin his wedding ring on his desk, or he would just play Guitar Hero, or
I remember that.
so I don't know what is going to happen now. That's where I learned about Dexter, because for some reason CBS was like, hey, let's take Dexter, severely edit it so we can actually air it on regular TV. So they took a Showtime show about a serial killer that had fair amounts of nudity and sex and all sorts of violence, and cut it up to air it on CBS. I watched like the first episode and was like, okay, I think I like this, but I'm not gonna watch it like this. So I went to Best Buy and bought the first season on DVD, and I was like, wow, this show's really good. But I don't know how much you guys remember because it was a long writer's strike. Heroes basically died because, I mean, it ended up going for like 2 more years, but it was halfway through the second season, and when it came back, it was just such a mess and all over the place. And there was a show with Eddie Izzard and Minnie Driver called The Riches that basically got canceled because of the writer's strike, like on a massive cliffhanger. Revenge of the Fallen, Transformers: Revenge of the Fallen. I think it was the second or third Transformers movie.
Okay, I know the title, but I don't remember which it was. I think
It was not well received. It wasn't one of the better ones
I stopped after the first one.
because the script wasn't completely written when the writer's strike happened. So Michael Bay just decided to finish it himself. And now that makes sense as to why it's not one of the better ones. Quantum of Solace, the James Bond movie, suffered because Daniel Craig had to basically rewrite parts of it himself. And it was all kind of over the place. I mean, it is a better movie when you watch Casino Royale and then Quantum of Solace right away, but it does suffer compared to like Skyfall or some of the other ones. There was the Justice League movie where Armie Hammer would have been Batman. I don't remember who else. Like, they had basically the cast, George Miller, the guy who directed all the Mad Max movies, had already assembled this massive cast to do a Justice League movie in 2007. And it got shut down because he was trying to rewrite the script, and then Warner Brothers was like, never mind, it just canceled it. I think there's a documentary on it, but like, it sounded like it was going to be really good, and so we lost. And there is just, who knows how much else we lost because of the writer's strike in 07. And that was also kind of when game shows and reality TV really took over the planet. Like reality had already sort of started to set in, but then TV figured out, like, well, we can make 20 episodes of Survivor for the cost of one episode of, Game of Thrones, and we barely need a staff
Yeah. I
because we
wonder if
don't.
that's at the time like Rob Dyrdek took off with like Ridiculousness and all that stuff.
I thought Rob Dyrdek stole Ridiculousness because, Comedy Central was making a lot of money off of Tosh.
Well, around that time, which would be why they were bringing that stuff out.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely, I mean, that's when
What clip shows don't take any a whole lot of writing?
I think that's when Drew Carey took over Price is Right, because they've decided to do Price is Right for prime time. So they hired Drew Carey to do the prime time episodes. And then Bob Barker was like, I'm too old for this. And they're like, well, we already got Drew Carey. I don't know when Who Wants to Be a Millionaire started, but I feel like it was around the time of the writer's strike. But I want to say it, I feel like it's older than that, though.
I thought that one was older.
Yeah, so I might be
I'll get
wrong.
on that.
But I know there was a lot of game shows that got, put on because you could do a lot of it without writers. They brought America.
99.
Okay, so that would have been not. Then American Gladiators made a brief comeback.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of shows got shifted. And like I said, Heroes, I think, was, Pushing Daisies was actually another basic casualty of, because they never really suffered quality like Heroes did, but they never really got the following back because they went off the, I mean, every show went off the air for like 6 months. So hopefully this writer's strike gets picked, gets solved here pretty soon. But I know that the writer, not the Writers Guild, the Actors Guild is threatening to go on strike here pretty soon, in solidarity with the writer's strike. I was listening to probably a Kevin Smith podcast who was like, if the Directors Guild would go on strike, it would be solved. Because Hollywood's like, well, we can just make game shows and reality TV without writers. We can do that stuff without actors, but we can't do any of it without directors. So, so who knows? Maybe that'll be what it will take to, But there's a fair amount of writers who are also directors, or vice versa. So,
I was looking at a list of some of the things affected by the writer's strike, movies and shows. And number one they had was Terminator Salvation.
okay.
Two is X-Men Origins Wolverine.
I mean, that was a terrible movie.
Revenge of the Fallen, number three. Quantum of Solace. Prison Break is five. Breaking Bad, The Office,
Yeah, I mean they.
Pushing Daisies, 30 Rock.
Yeah, a lot of shows got Scrubs. Bill Lawrence was
Scrubs, Lost.
Scrubs. Yes, Bill Lawrence was like, pretty sure that his show that Scrubs was getting canceled, and luckily they came back and did season 8, finished off really strong. If we don't talk about season 9,
What's season nine?
good point. So yeah, all right. Well then, now it's time for everybody's favorite segment of the show. And you've had 3 weeks to watch something. What have you watched recently?
Did we discuss Renfield?
Did we discuss Renfield? I know
Because
I told I know
I've
I told
watched
you.
that recently.
Okay. I enjoyed that. I still need to rewatch it, but I
It's
enjoy.
gorier than it net gorier than necessary, but that doesn't take away from it. It's still a lot of fun.
Yeah, but I mean, it's part of what in makes it that much more fun and cheesy.
All right, Jeremy, you're up.
Well, actually, before I tell you what I watched, I have a quick Justin's sports minute here.
All right.
Did you guys hear about those layoffs at ESPN?
Yeah.
That's a huge list.
It
Some
is.
good ones too.
Yeah. I like Jalen Rose and Max Kellerman.
Yeah, there was a
Yeah.
lot, there was surprising people that got laid off. Like Gundy, like he Van Gundy, he's been there forever.
Yeah. And wasn't it who's the female one too that's been there forever? Yeah,
Susie
Colbert.
Colbert. Yeah.
Yeah, I got to
Yeah.
imagine that a lot of them are going to be working for other networks here pretty soon, because I can't imagine that, but yet Stephen A. Smith still has
People like shouting. It gets
a job.
ratings.
People like shouting.
I really wish Max Kellerman could have stayed, though. His show, This Just In, was. I liked that show a lot. I watched it every morning, basically. Pour one out for Max.
So did they get all pulled off the air like immediately?
Yeah, as soon as I saw that on my phone, I checked ESPN. It was all SportsCenter for like all the blocks.
Okay, well, that's not the worst idea. I mean,
So maybe they're just like reforming everything right now. Well, aren't they? Didn't they just sign what's his name to a huge deal? The Pat McAfee, he's on ESPN now.
yeah, he just got a big chunk of change to go over the ESPN.
So
Yeah,
they had
so
to pay for his contract.
and Screaming A probably gets a lot.
yeah. And Skip.
No, he's with Fox. He left a
Oh, is he
while ago.
on
Yeah, he left. In fact,
FS1? Him and
yeah, in
Colin
fact,
Coward.
what's his name? Shannon Sharp just left that show because he was sick and tired of Skip. He's like,
Yeah.
I can't deal with this clown anymore.
You
Yeah.
guys, have you watched any of the Hard Knocks show
No.
that they
Not
do every year
really.
for the NFL? Would you watch it this year if it's going to be the Jets?
Yeah, I would.
No.
Yeah.
They're thinking, I would too. I haven't watched any of them, but they're thinking this season's going to be the Jets.
Yeah, because they can finally force Aaron Rodgers to be on
Yes. Talking about his psychedelics and whatever else that man's talking about.
Because as long as he was on the Packers, that they were never gonna, they're never gonna make it into Green Bay. Because
Yeah.
what are the rules to for a team to not be able to say no to Hard Knocks?
I don't know if they can.
There is a set of rule, and it's like, if you have a new coach within a certain amount of years, so like you can't do a first year unless you volunteer to do it. Like there's like three things. Like if you make the playoffs, if you have a new coach, and if you like there's a certain level of or if you've been on it within a certain amount of years. And like it's basically like, well, as long as Green Bay keeps making the playoffs.
I don't know. It'll be interesting. I'll check it out if they are the indeed the ones that'll be on it.
Yeah, I'd watch that. But as far as what I watched in these past 3 weeks, it's a tough question.
It's a tough question.
It's really tough. I have been playing a lot with my Meta Quest 2, the virtual reality. There's a fun app called Trip where you do these meditation sessions. And so you sit there and it's very immersive. It's a really cool device. I don't know how, like, it's crazy where technology is going, but like I just I don't know. Blows my mind. But that's about it. I mean,
It's hard to
I don't
remember too
know.
what we watch new. Like I don't write it down. I don't think about it. And then
Yeah,
after we get off, I'll be like, oh yeah, I watched this.
I did watch the Super Mario Brothers movie. The Jess and I rented that.
What'd you think?
Better than it has any right to be.
Absolutely, I would agree with that. It was a lot of fun. It was just pure joy. I think they cracked the code on how to take a game that at least at the beginning didn't really have a story and make it work. Like, and they took the format of the, bouncing on the bricks and like, kind of going in the platform and like, honored that and worked in a story that made sense. And I think they also didn't get too dragged down in like the origin of everything. Like they were just like, this is a world that exists here. Let's have fun with it. I will say I did truly enjoy that movie. I'm hoping they don't get too crazy with the second one.
Did you watch the post credits scene?
Yes.
Yeah. I was a little disappointed because it's like they kind of already showed Yoshi's in the background. It wasn't like,
Right.
oh my God.
Yeah.
But it'll be
Yeah.
cool to see the extended universe if they do that.
It'll be very interesting to see that going forward. And I was not taken out of it by Chris Pratt's voice at all. Like, and I thought it was really funny, like how they did like the commercial at the beginning of the movie for the Mario Brothers plumbing, and like really leaned into the ridiculous accents, and then like the family was making fun of the accents for being ridiculous. No, and I enjoyed like when they're in the pizzeria talking to the rival plumber. Somebody was playing the Jumpman video game.
Yep. There's a lot of Easter eggs in there.
Yeah. I caught a lot of them, but I'm sure I missed a bunch. But it was a super enjoyable movie. Like it was just a fun afternoon.
I got some stuff actually I thought of just now. I think you should leave. I highly recommend that show. It's on Netflix. I know Netflix is probably not available for some folks in this anymore.
When we're done, I need a favor from you.
Okay.
This is
Yeah.
the one you tell me. I just think I should leave.
But that's a good show. And then I had something else and it's gone. But I don't know. I listen to just a lot of background television because we still have cable at the house. So
Oh.
I just like put Comedy Central on and watch like movies and
Yeah.
off The Office reruns for the
Oh yeah.
50th time.
I'm preparing for a 90s comic book bracket for another podcast because I do a lot of moonlighting with other podcasting. I'm not a loyal podcaster by any stretch of
No.
the imagination. I cheat on you guys all the time.
Oh,
But
we're well aware.
so I'm watching a lot of 90s comic book movies, which is why I rewatched the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies. But I also watched the David Hasselhoff Nick Fury movie. There's a reason why most people don't remember that exist. I rewatched Time Cop.
Nice. That's
lovely.
What movie? Oh, Vampirella. That was just a gem.
Wow. And this
Yeah.
is, you guys are doing a bracket?
Yeah, we moving panels has really they like what we do over here when we do the brackets. And so they've definitely stolen the concept from us. So he's building more and more brackets over there in moving panels.
I see. So rather than sick our team of lawyers, you just are just gonna be on the show.
I just join it. Yeah.
Okay.
So really, I'm kind of like lending credence to them doing it. So, even if we had
You're
lawyers that we could sic on
taking away our royalties.
Yeah, really. I mean, 'cause we definitely invented the bracket concept. It definitely wasn't something we
It
stole.
started here.
I mean, we can do to him what he's done to us and take a bracket that he developed and just do it on our own.
Just take his exact bracket.
Yeah, I mean, he did that to us when, well, I mean, granted, he did write the worst comic book movie bracket and give it to us because he won the March Madness tournament. But
That's fair.
it is, I mean, whatever. It is, it's all in good fun, Listens over on his, hopefully get us listens over with us. What was I gonna? Oh, I just, going back here because we're just gonna jump all over the place. That's what we do here. The qualifications for Hard Knocks: a team that hasn't made the playoffs in either of the last two seasons, a team that does not have a first-year head coach, and a team that hasn't been on the program at any point in the last 10 years, unless you want to volunteer for it.
All right.
If you haven't made the playoffs in 2 years, you don't have a first-year head coach, and you haven't been on it in the last 10 years, they can force you to be on Hard Knocks, which is why I think the Packers have never been on it because they haven't missed the playoffs more than once since like 1990 something.
It's gonna stay that way.
Yep.
All right, well then I guess, man, let's see. I guess if you've gone to a concert, you have a wheel of cheese, and you've decided that you really want to pelt your favorite artist in Barry Manilow because you love him so much that you just got to remember that stupid never walks alone.
Comic books have been around for almost a century, and in the last two decades, we've finally gotten to see many of these characters brought to life in movies and on TV. On the Moving Panels podcast, we discuss movies and TV shows based on, inspired by, and adapted from the world of comic books. Join me and my guests as we discuss both the good and the bad from Marvel, DC, and even some of the lesser-known comic book companies. Learn what is and isn't from the comics, as well as our nerdy review of the movie or show. New episodes drop every Monday, and you can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. So join us for Moving Panels, and I'll see you on the other side of the page.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and listen to an 80s flick flashback podcast once in a while, you could miss it. Do you love movies of a certain age? Do you miss the days of VHS tapes, VCRs, and the video rental stores? Does the thought of another 80s movie being remade seem inconceivable? My name is Tim Williams. I'm the creator and host of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. On each episode, I'm joined by guest co-host to discuss one of the many movies released in the 1980s. We share our first-time watch memories, our favorite scenes, and even learn some behind-the-scenes stories about the cast and crew along the way. New episodes are released every other Friday on your favorite podcasting platform. So make like a tree, get out of here, and go listen to an excellent episode of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. The ad is over. Go home. Go.